Hello and welcome. My name is Gavin Lyons. I'm a landscape photographer living in Austria. And currently I'm working on a project called the Austrian Gorge. I've yet again started my travels throughout Austria. At the moment I'm going through Tyrol, the eastern part of Tyrol, not far from, well, the east side of Innsbruck. The picture you see today is from the Innersbach Klamm. This little gorge can be found in a very small village. You wouldn't even know it's there unless you're read up on it, or there's these small little yellow signposts which will lead you to the place. That's all there is to know about it. There isn't really anything on the road to say where it is. And it's an absolute gem. It's a wonder. It's not an extremely long climb. It's say about 300 meters, but it's very, very narrow. I mean, you can see in the picture where the walkway, I mean, there's in some parts, I mean, I think the widest part maybe between the walkway and the actual wall of the gorge is about 2 meters. As further you go down, I mean, it's just the walkway and the two rock faces beside each other. There's some little overhangs, of course. But it's like suddenly going into another world, and particularly at this time of year as well, with new leaves on the trees, as you can see when I converted the image from the camera to black and white. I was conscious about using the right color filter to bring out the leaves in as much contrast as possible, so the leaves are in some case white to the black rock, and also the walkway below you can see is a good strong tone as well. In fact, this was my second visit to this gorge. On the first visit, I mean, the weather forecast had said it was going to be an overcast day, but it wasn't overcast enough. I did take some shots of it. It's quite interesting, the comparison between that day and the second visit, which was 2 days later. You can really notice getting the right weather brings out so much details in this gorge. The first day was just, there was shadows coming through. It just wasn't ideal. Nonetheless, I wanted to see what compositions I could get, so I knew for the next visit what I was looking for. So glad that I did go the second time around to get this image. There's a few more images that I did take further along this gorge. There's also one unique image in Austrian Gorge project, and that is one that is right under the walkway where you can actually see the water coming through under the actual walkway, and I hadn't got one of these images before, so that one I will be sharing quite soon. But for the moment, I have this one in front of you. You can see the textures of the rocks on the moss on one side and the trees. I just left a bit of sky in. This is quite important, that being an overcast day, that it doesn't blow out the picture, and I think it's just the right balance for this image. Well, I hope you enjoy this image that I share with you today from the Innersbach in Salzburger Land, but it's actually on the Tyrolean border. The next couple of images I'll probably share with you will be from Tyrol, but this will probably conclude the last image from Salzburger Land, from the major gorges. Other gorges from this area are the Vorkaiser Klamm in Saalfelden. Then there is the Seisenberg Klamm, also in Saalfelden. And this is not far from this gorge. In fact, this area in Salzburg is just littered with small gorges, so it's kind of a little hot spot for these little gorges and major gorges as well. So thank you for looking once again at my picture, and if you want to see more of my images, check out www.chelines.at.